Martinez and Fletcher join him in the backfield. It's going to be an RPO. Fires caught by Restrepo. He's got the record and more. He's in the open field. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. It's a foot race at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown. It's a record-breaking touchdown reception for Xavier Restrepo. And they're going wild with the light. It's a Hurricanes party. Miami 45, Duke 31. The crowd is wild with jubilation and a big sigh of relief.
And the guy to meet him on the sideline, Michael Irvin and his entire team. How about that one?
66 yards on the touchdown.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, we got a big, big game. I can't remember the last time University of Miami has played for more, will play for more than they will with this game against Wake Forest Saturday at 12 o'clock with a passing game that has just been so much fun to watch every week, like maybe we've never seen in the history of the University of Miami. It's been that good. And joining us right now is Canes wide receiver, Xavier Restrepo. X, how you doing this morning, bud?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. And by the way, congratulations on being a Fred Biletnikoff Award semifinalist as the best wide receiver in the country. You got to be pretty excited.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, for sure. All glory to God.
Well, listen, we've got so much to talk about. I had no idea this passing game was going to be so much fun to watch, but I got to tell you, and by the way, I mean, a lot of them you've needed to come up with big, big plays late in the game. You guys been down the passing game and the offense, been able to bring it back. What has this season been like for you so far?
It's been really fun and just action-based. You know, when you have a group of guys like this around you, it's so fun and so easy to just go out there and play free and confidently, knowing that, you know, you got the best at each position on your side of the ball.
Hey, I'm curious, and I was talking to you during spring a little bit with your mom and dad there, and we were talking about all the things that you do so well anyway that we watch. And now you got Cam Ward. I see you in spring with them, and, you know, they're not tackling, and so I don't know if the D lineman could have got him or not, but he's making crazy throws all over the place. Did you have any idea from spring football until even starting camp that he was going to be this good?
I mean, I had an idea, but I didn't know it was to this extent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, the dude just runs around and makes plays. It's quite ridiculous.
You know, you guys really, I noticed during camp, really started to pick up a connection. He felt comfortable. Certain situations to go to you, whether it was to move the chains or even something down the field. Talk about getting that chemistry and how much time you guys have spent together to get to this point.
No, for sure. I mean, we spent an unlimited amount of hours together. The good thing is that, you know, with the limited time that we've had with each other, we're still continuing to grow our relationship and our chemistry. So, I mean, what you've seen is just the best until the next time, you know. So each and every single week we're working on our chemistry, our timing, and just looking forward to be better.
I know you got some games coming up, and we'll talk about those in a second, but I want to just talk about you personally for a second. Do you ever think, coming out of Broward County and wanting to go to the University of Miami, you'd be sitting here with a lot of the receiver records that you now own, with all the great ones that have played here? Do you ever think you'd be number one?
I mean, I definitely, you know, thought I could do it, but to actually do it is a whole different story, you know. To actually put in the work and, you know, receive the fruits of the labor is just, you know, just mind-boggling to me. I'm just super blessed.
Well, I got to ask you, man, toughness, your hands, your route running. Your route running, by the way, is off the charts. Your ability to run routes, your patience. And then even this year, I think even more than ever, your yards after catch, your blocking. I mean, just the whole thing. You and being clutch, especially in the fourth quarter with some of the plays you've been able to make. What's one of those things you take most pride in, or is it just being a well-rounded wide receiver?
Thank you so much for the compliments. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I try to perfect all types of part of my game. You know, obviously I'm never going to perfect it, but that's what I strive to do. You know, there's not one singular thing that I try to, you know, overcompensate in an aspect of trying to be the best at. You know, I'll try to, you know, bring that full wide receiver to any team I go to. And, I mean, our coaches are doing a great job with, you know, using me, and I'm just super blessed, again, to be on a team with tons of super, super talented guys.
Yeah, no, listen, this team, this offense just looks from top to bottom. It doesn't look like there's a weakness, whether you got two 230-pound backs and everything else and a tight ends that you have, and that group of wide receivers all made big, big plays all season. So here we go. Even after the loss, you guys understand if you win this thing that you win these next couple of games, you're going to the playoffs. What's everybody talking about? I know that loss was disappointing. You had the bye week to kind of clean it up. What's the message that everybody's talking about, especially you being one of the leaders on this team?
Right. I mean, I think we all have a common goal, you know, and it is to, you know, play for the national championship, win the ACC championship. So I think we just got to go week by week, just do what got us here, you know, and it's just trying to go 1-0 each and every single week and, you know, put the work in on Green Tree and have fun on Saturdays. That's our expectation. So anything less than that, we're letting ourselves down. So it's not really like a, oh my gosh, like we're in this type of situation. You know, like we expected ourselves to be in a situation. We knew that we were going to be in the situation, and we're ready to be in the situation.
Well, listen, it's a great opportunity, and it's kind of weird, right? After all these years, you being a wide receiver here, this is the last home game, man. This got to be real special for you and probably for a lot of other guys.
No doubt. I mean, yeah, I remember coming in here, you know, like it was yesterday, coming in the University of Miami. I'm just super blessed with the opportunity that was presented to me, and been trying to take advantage of it ever since I got here. So it definitely is going to be a special one, and definitely going to miss playing in Hard Rock.
I got to tell you, one of the coolest things I've seen all year with you guys is having Michael Irvin, who, by the way, is a Broward County guy, as you know, born and raised up there. How cool is that to see him no matter where you guys are playing? There he is, one of the great receivers of all time, a Hall of Famer, jumping up and down like a cheerleader.
No, for sure. I mean, when you have guys like that around you, just giving you advice and just giving you so much confidence, you honestly have all the confidence, you know, because a guy that's done it at the highest levels and not only done it, but just absolutely excelled, you know, through each and every single level of football, it just kind of, you know, brings attention to your mind. Like, you know, if he's saying I'm the best to ever do it, it's like, you know, why not? You know, why not me? So just having guys like that around you consistently 24/7 is just amazing. And that's the reason why you come to the U.
Well, I got to then let me follow it up with after the loss and now you got the bye week. What's been – is there a certain message you kind of sense? We had Coach on Monday, and he talked about, hey, man, let's clean it up, and we are off to the next game. What's it been like for the players? What have you guys kind of talked about as it looks like a really close team?
Right. I mean, we're just trying to uphold our culture. You know, that's obviously always at a premium. We always try to uphold the culture, and we have the, you know, 1-0 mentality. So that's basically like, obviously we lost to Georgia Tech, but we're not focused on that anymore. You know,
yeah.
We took the lesson. We took the lesson, but we didn't dwell on the loss, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're just trying to build our team culture, keep it at an ultimate high, and, you know, just do what we need to do.
Hey, I always wonder, you're a young guy and a lot of people now. You obviously got a lot of fans. How hard is it to block out the good or the bad noise from social media and all the other things? And you got family. I mean, you're a local guy. Is it hard to just block everything out and just focus on what's next? We always talk about that, especially with, as you know, social media can be really nice and it can be vicious too.
Right. I mean, we have amazing fans, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a God-fearing man, so I don't pay attention to nothing other than, you know, what the Lord says and what his word says. So I just humble myself like that, you know, because I give all the glory to the man above, and I know that without him, none of this is possible. So that's kind of how I stay level-headed, and I stay humble. I just give all the glory to him, and again, just remind myself that he is the king.
Well, I got to tell you, Xavier, it's working, and you are having one hell of a season, and so is this football team. A chance to get it to 10-1, Wake Forest, in town for a 12 o'clock start, and a chance to watch this offense. And my gosh, the numbers you guys are putting up overall is one of the top offenses in the country, and like almost every number. It's just been so much fun. I just want to thank you, man. Thank you for coming on this morning and everything else. I hope we get a chance to have you on the next couple weeks with a lot of good news. So thank you.
For sure, no doubt. Thank you so much. I appreciate you a lot for this amazing opportunity.
All right. Xavier Restrepo joining us, semifinalist for the Fred Biletnikoff Award as a top wide receiver in college football. Man, what a story. What a story. What a guy. And by the way, got just absolutely great parents. Really enjoy Woody when we were out there getting a chance to talk to.
Yeah, that's the kind of kid you want in your locker room, man. I hope, I hope the team over there is listening.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you want in your locker room.
You kind of go through and you go, I'm not worried about him.
You know what really is remarkable? He really is always open. It's kind of amazing, right? Because you know teams have to be game planning for him.
He's very patient, but he sets guys up. By the way, a lot of times guys are faster, but he gets separation from everybody. But he really, for a young guy, has got a great feel for running routes. He really does. Like, I always think of Nat Moore watches him and goes, oh, my gosh, that kid is years. Because when, you know, you guys get sloppy because they have lots of talent and they don't run routes the right way. But this guy, he gives a quarterback something to throw to. By the way, they're all doing the receiving group has you agree they play. Remember,
look, it's been a special season, no question. They got a chance right now to win two games, get to an ACC championship, and make a playoff.
Yeah.
It's an incredible opportunity they have in front of them. It is the last home game, by the way, on Saturday. I just want to let people know there are tickets, MiamiHurricanes.com. Just head over there and come out, man. It should be a beautiful day Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be nice and
get out,
nice and
enjoy
cool.
The game.
You've just, like, there's really, coaches don't really just put the game plan in and let it go because, like, everybody knows what you're playing for. It's not like, right, how do we stand right now? Like, no, every guy knows. Every guy knows. All right, so anyway,
if that first loss, though, loosens things up just a little bit, though.
I don't know.
You think you're playing tighter when you're undefeated? And you're just worried about that first loss?
I do think a lot of teams get upset late in the year. Remember,
it's hard, man.
Remember a couple weeks ago we said there's going to be some more teams go down, and sure enough, BYU lost to team with a losing record. They lost, you know, and they were in great shape and rolling along, and a big win against Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's really tough, man, for every single week to
maybe
find
you're right
a way, and
maybe you're right, maybe the
maybe
pressure's
they come out
off
a little loose. Yeah, I'd love to see that, by the way.
Whatever it is, man,
just
go,
come out, let it rip,
play hard, and go with the game plan, man. Everybody took a lot of heat a couple weeks ago for what happened, and everybody had a different take on it. But this is a fun one. I got to tell you, man, they're going to be looking to whoever the next quarterback's going to be. Good luck filling in for what we've seen with the Cam Ward show so far. Good luck with that one. Hey, I'll tell you what. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second. The guy really, I'm not taking a shot at him. He has no life because all he does is work to get you approved quickly. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, want to get the lowest rate and get approved quickly, that's one of obviously the main thing that he does. But he does a lot of great things, man. Self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, he's able to help you. If you're running up credit card debt trying to stay alive living in condo living right now, it's not going to work. on a fixed income, that's not going to work. You got to get off that plan. Those credit cards are running 25 to 30%. Michael Kotze can take care of that for you. Take some of that equity out of the home and get you flipped the other way again and take care of that. Listen, this is Michael Kotze is got so many great programs for people out there. One of the most popular mortgages we have right now for people that are 62 or older is the reverse mortgage. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, this reverse mortgage might be perfect as you're getting close to retirement and going, oh my God, we don't have what we thought we're going to have in that savings. Oh, you have it. You have in the way of equity in your home, and a reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you, and you qualify. So check it out. So many different things. This guy works 7 days a week. He just gets you approved in half the time of the banks because this is what the guy does, man. 7 days a week, he is working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. 35 years in the business. Serving South Florida's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
All right, Joe, you all right? We give this code word out one more time here. What do you think?
Yeah.
We'll do this.
All this right. is day three of a four-day, right, promotion?
Yes.
Okay,
your friend Jason Taylor has signed a football for us. This
99 right on time. He's going to sign it. Yeah.
Courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union. Clues every day through Thursday. Friday when you hear the cue to call. If you are the first caller with all four correct clues, you will win this football sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Join today and empower your money to do more. Today's clue is Dolphins. Dolphins. Nice little centerpiece for the memorabilia room,
right? I know. It'd be
nice.
Great, but I remember two of them. I already forgot one. That's what
That's okay.
Damn. Can we say what, or you can't?
No, I don't think we're supposed to.
All right. No.
But it is in the podcast from Monday and Tuesday, so you can go sifting.
Not
the football.
All right. Somebody will have it. Somebody
I'll ask our boss. If I see him, I'll ask him.
Well, you won't see him.
No, we got the event tonight.
Oh, he'll show up tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have that. You're right.
Yeah.
Going to go have a couple of drinks with me, Woody. Have a few drinks tonight.
Yeah, I'll throw
some
back.
Spend some time right. with some of our listeners and everything. So anyway, we have a lot of stuff, a lot of news going on. Boy, I'll tell you what, yesterday afternoon, got up, long day, and Jets GM Joe Douglas got fired. Robert Saleh got let go last month. How do you feel if you're Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach? You've got to know your days are numbered. They got a bye week this week, by the way, the Jets. Now they have stories coming out, and you can imagine what it's like in New York with this team that the owner came out and said it's the best team he's had in 25 years, right? Owner said, this is the best roster we've had in 25 years at 3-8. With a quarterback that's been there the whole time, a Hall of Fame quarterback. And they've done everything. I don't know if I've seen a team do more. And by the way, I think these are things that he demanded, like he needed. Got him a bunch of Green Bay guys when he got here. He had a lot of guys who were his guys in Green Bay at the end of their careers were here. Then he got the Devontae Adams deal. Like, I need that guy. And they're still losing. So now there's a report out there. I don't know if this is true. Woody Johnson, the owner, wanted Aaron Rodgers sent to the bench after a 10-9 loss to the Broncos, which he considered to be a real bad loss, and said, I think we do better with Tyrod Taylor, who's the backup quarterback. This thing has not worked out like the Tom Brady story. And by the way, I think 100% he wants to be Tom Brady or right under Tom Brady so badly. So badly. Like Tom Brady leaves the Patriots, goes to Tampa Bay, wins a championship right away, wins a Super Bowl.
That'll never happen, man.
And he just, so he gets hurt the first year, three plays and limps off. And now he's leading his team. Just not very good.
So the problem is most people are rooting for him to fail because he's a bad guy, right?
I don't find him to be a warm, fuzzy guy.
No, he is.
I don't know if he's a bad guy or if he's a different guy.
It wasn't nice to you. I will tell you that these I keep seeing stuff pop up from these New York stations and whatever, and he is getting torched. But you can't, look, you can't act the way that he does and did and play this poorly and get paid the way you're getting paid and bring all your guys in. Everything that he's done has been toxic.
Well, I don't know about...
And it's awesome because it's the Jets. Like, it really, to be quite honest, it's very fun to watch.
So after the Thursday night game against the Green Bay Packers, the Dolphins will obviously have extra days off, but they'll get ready for the Jets for the next game at home.
You think he's... he might get benched.
I don't want him benched. I want him to play.
Why? I don't know who their backup is, but why?
I just said it's Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, there you go. Great.
You got them two games, by the way. That mess, two games. The other team that's got... So Kevin Stefanski yesterday was asked, hey, are you worried about losing your job? You're 2-8 and playing like... And got this Deshaun Watson thing, which, by the way, I mean, they're the ones who went out and got him. I don't think he had anything to do with it. They gave up three first-round picks and gave this guy $230 million fully guaranteed. Backloaded the contract, remember, to get around his legal problems so he didn't have to pay a lot up front. We've got them on the schedule. And, of course, the Patriots this week. You just got to win those games. And we've been pretty good, except when we have backup quarterbacks in, we've been pretty good about taking care of the teams that we're supposed to beat, which leads me to the other three games that you have.
2-3, right? Or 2-1, excuse me. That's what you're shooting for in those three?
Yeah.
You take one loss in those three tough games.
Give me 2-1. And
49ers are beatable, right?
They are. As long as they're banged up.
To be honest, all those teams are beatable. Houston's beatable.
No, everybody's shown.
Green Bay almost lost to the Bears last week. They should have lost to the Bears. They didn't get a blocked field goal.
I'll tell you.
It wasn't even a long field goal.
The team I would not want to play right now would be Detroit. Because yeah, Detroit will physically beat you up and run the score up and try to humiliate you at this point, and they are really good. They might be by themselves. They're
Wouldn't want to play Buffalo or KC at this point again.
Not again.
Either, but
no, not right
Pittsburgh,
now.
Pittsburgh, I'd throw into that I don't want to play right now category.
But you don't
you
have them.
Sneak into the playoffs, you're going
to
play
so,
one of those
so
teams.
So, Woody, but... to your point, you don't have those teams. You've got a 5-5 49er team that's dealing with a lot of key guys have been out of the lineup, but they've blown some leads. They've had the lead. What? How many times they had the lead in the fourth quarter? They look like the Ravens a couple years ago, where the Ravens losing games at the end.
Be an incredible story if they were able to somehow back their way into the playoffs.
So
really incredible story to go from
the
season was a disaster, a complete loss, to trying to make the playoffs. I don't know what's going to happen, Joe.
I don't either, man, but I know.
And I do feel like you are setting us up for a huge letdown, to be honest, because it always happens that way. But, you know, maybe this is the outlier in the 24 years of
mediocrity. Well, I can tell
mediocrity.
You, 8-3 and 9-3 hasn't worked. Your starts that you've had the last 2 years.
So we're trying it this way.
So now we're hungry every game. Every game's important. It doesn't matter. No. Listen, they're all important.
But you do realize what you're doing, right, and what you've been doing with this playoff 7-seed Joe thing.
Woody,
I just want you to know.
Woody, I didn't just say this to make – I really didn't. P.O., you're just doing it. I just explained it to you. So Cleveland and New York Jets were supposed to be good teams. When this thing started, you can go back and look at power rankings, and the Browns won 12 games last year with a playoff game. Is that right? I believe they did. Mm-hmm. And the Jets – a lot of people had the Jets winning the AFC East. They were the team. Aaron Rodgers back. As long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, the Jets are going to be really good. You've got three of them, and literally, they might be cleaning house, both those teams. Might be cleaning house soon.
I don't know what we're going to be doing, but, you know.
We don't have any of that drama.
I know. We'll see how this thing shakes out, man. I feel like you are setting people up for a
monster
letdown.
Will you stop with trying to set people up? But the facts are the facts of what I'm talking about. You got to beat those teams.
But you're setting us up like we're going to make the playoffs. I feel like you're basically leading.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because I can't control what happens.
You're talking
with
me
Denver.
Into it now too.
No, I'm like, not. I'm not trying to do that. But I'm just
you're
saying.
You're speaking it into existence, and now like I see what where you could beat these teams. I get it.
But
man, it's never gone our way.
If Denver continues to win, it won't matter.
A quarter century hasn't gone our way, Joe.
If Denver continues to win, they're at Vegas this week. But let's just say
since it's a joke, keep cashing those checks from the team.
So you can say whatever you want out there, and I deserve this, maybe.
Well, you don't deserve it now. If it happens, then you'll be a hero down here.
If this team doesn't happen
and they, you know, crash and burn, then
so
you'll
can
be,
I finish? Can I finish this point? Why
which
people
you usually
are saying very mean things here today?
No problem.
So. You got those four games. You got to win them, right? Jets twice, the Browns, and the Patriots this week.
Yeah.
First thing you got to do is take care of that.
I just think you're
What am I missing?
Taking for granted. Like I don't know, man. Like the Raiders game, did it feel like the Raiders were in that game for a while?
Yes.
Like they were in that game and the Raiders.
No, the Raiders are really, really bad. They are very limited offensively. So, like you can't run a better short passing game than they just did and broke a few tackles.
I mean, what do we have? 10 points at the half?
Yeah, what was it? 10-3?
Yeah. 10-6. So like again, you know, you're setting people up like, oh, you know, we're gonna do this and
I'm just saying
I hope it happens, but
I'm just saying this team got a break. This team got a break that we're not looking at a schedule where the 49ers are killing everybody. We're lucky that the Browns aren't what we thought they were going to be off last year. And Aaron Rodgers not playing his ass off. And they're sitting there over 500 right now. We got lucky. No matter what you say.
Was it Omar that said the other day that the Browns are playing well with Jameis Winston?
I don't know.
They lost by like three touchdowns.
Omar, he didn't even know. He didn't even know that.
I don't blame him. Like he's watching the Dolphin game.
Those are
1 o'clock game.
By the way,
I say this. Like another texter texted in, and he's saying like I don't blame the Jets for signing Rodgers and going for it. And I'm agreeing. I agree with that completely.
I didn't know he's going to be this.
Yeah, nobody could have known it was going to turn into this level of a disaster. But I don't have any issue with like going for it.
But he
Aaron Rodgers is out there, and you have a chance to sign him. I mean,
they had no choice. They had nothing else.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a bad thing to take a gamble on a guy like that. Now, when it becomes a bad deal is when he starts bringing in all his own guys.
They let him.
And he starts pulling the crap pulls in the offseason.
No. That's not his fault. You let him.
What choice do they have? You talked about this earlier in the show. What choice do they have?
But by the way, this is what happens when you have a high first round quarterback twice, not once, but twice. And you think you whiffed on both, by the way. And it's even more embarrassing that Sam Darnold goes and plays for Minnesota and looks like he's getting a new contract for big money. How embarrassing is that?
It'll be more embarrassing when Zach Wilson goes somewhere else and plays well, too.
I don't know. Let's slow down on that one.
I want to see him start a couple games.
Need him to. Let's slow down.
You got to be rooting for that guy, right?
I am. I don't have anything against him. Hey, I don't have anything against talking about Chapman Partnership either. I want to take a minute to talk about an organization that I've been talking about for a long time. Chapman Partnership and the work they do in Dade County at their two homeless facilities. The Chapman Village is fantastic. It's so much more than just providing housing and a warm meal. It really is. I call it daily rehabilitation to help you out. It is. They got caring support and all these wraparound services at Chapman, they already are planning for a great holiday season, and they're asking for our help. We are truly reminded of the true spirit of the upcoming season, the gratitude and generosity and really coming together to help those in need. And if you're new in town, I know people get hit with a lot of different things, but I'll tell you what, if you've been to Chapman Partnership, it is one of the great feelings you'll ever get for helping people. Whether it's a warm meal or giving your time or donating money for all the different support systems that they have. And more than half of the people they have, it's families, just so you know. And over 800 individuals and families are there. And listen, they're taking care of it. They got a lot of different things they offer. It's about 3 to 4 months of rehabilitation, helping them find a job, helping them find a place, and helping them get out of Chapman Partnership and back out on their own. They got a bunch of great success stories, but We need your help. We need your help in a big, big way. That's why go to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsoremeal. chapmanpartnership.org/sponsoremeal. Whether it's your time or money, you'll love working with Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Woody, just before we start here, did I go too far on this 7 seed, Joe?
I mean, I hope it happens. If it doesn't, then people can just trash you. But
I'm throwing it out there that if they're playing the way they've
You've
been
done more
playing,
than throw it out there. But okay.
All right.
We'll get
ahead
to that more later. By the way, before I get to the headlines here, did you see the little note that Fed wrote to Rafa yesterday?
No.
I'm going to show it to you. And I want to film you. I want to see if you cry when you read it.
They have great respect for each other.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
It was a very emotional letter.
I don't think the other guy.
It was a guy cry moment. I think you will definitely cry when you read it.
Well, I'm a crier.
I know you are.
I get very emotional.
Here's a shocker in the news, Joe. Any idea which NFL game crushed records over the weekend for regular season viewership?
Don't tell me Dallas.
No. Come on, man.
Oh, Kansas City and Buffalo. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were setting me up for
listen
like
to this number.
Catch.
31.2 million viewers on CBS outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas. That is the best NFL regular season game since the Pats and Colts in Week 9 of 2007.
Boy, that's amazing. You get two great records and two great quarterbacks together. Look what happens. And by the way, it lived up to it, too. It was great.
By the way, Ravens and Steelers helped CBS to its best regional window since 1992 with 19.8 million viewers.
You said 31 million.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Woody,
that game was, it was great.
Woody, I got to be honest with you.
I watched those teams play 17 times.
I couldn't do the red zone. I had to watch that game.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the 4 o'clock games were there wasn't much going on, so that one was the 49er game was entertaining, but yeah, I kept it on that one too.
That was a good finish too, though. That Seattle, San Fran,
Jim Nance, when he gets going in these games too, man, he is so good.
Those
makes
guys
it just a great experience.
Those guys could play. You could throw Baltimore in there, and
yeah, Pittsburgh's been
pretty
really
good.
Surprisingly good. All right, here's not a surprise, Joe. We know how there were issues for Netflix during the Paul and Tyson fight.
200 million people that were apparently
That number,
watching.
By the way, keeps going up.
I know.
Like, it went from 60, now it's 108, now
it's
125.
It's around the world. Got to be around the world.
Who the hell knows? Yeah. Apparently, it was the most streamed sporting event ever. Not that it was a sporting event, because it was fixed. But any idea what do people do when they're upset with something here, Joe? What's the usual course of action?
Lawsuit.
Oh, you
back.
Got it. Yeah. You got it.
Lawsuit, of course.
Class action lawsuit against Netflix here. People are upset that we had problems like no access, streaming glitches, and buffering issues. So they are suing Netflix. I don't know what their damages are.
Well,
but,
you sue, man.
You guess it's the way to it's the American way.
Should live down here, man.
By the way, mine didn't work for a while. It started working, and I watched it.
Woody,
it was
terrible. I didn't watch it.
It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
God, am I so glad I didn't watch. I got burned on so many pay-per-view through the years of hyped-up fights that look great, and HBO does that great job with those leading up, those workouts, and now we go to Vegas. Now we're going to, wherever the guy's boxing out of, and
there's videos, by the way, slow-mo videos of Tyson taking fake shots at him. Like, it's really sad that they duped all these people, but whatever.
Well,
hopefully Tyson retires.
I don't know what
now
to say, man. Well, he got his money.
Yeah.
If he was broke, he got a nice start on life at age 58 again.
I tell you, I'd cancel Netflix in a minute if I wouldn't be outraged at the house.
You would?
I would love to.
Not me.
It.
They got too many good shows on, and they got go-to shows that I can always, that I've watched like 3 or 4 times and go back to.
Love to cancel some of these things. I don't even know what we have anymore.
By the way, I don't think most people do.
I agree with you on that one. Yep.
She won't show me the bill.
Of course,
I haven't seen a bill. Man. I want to see, I demand to see it when I get home. Now.
All right, we have a new sports league here, Joe.
Oh my God, what now?
Sean White's Snow Sports League and they have signed a deal here with NBC. How about this? They're set to debut in March a live competition in Aspen.
I thought you were going to... Do you see there's another sport that looks like kind of like pickleball, and it kind of looks like tennis and...
Paddle?
And racquetball.
Yeah, paddle.
And bats, it's off the back wall, and...
I don't know.
They have it on every morning. They're, apparently, everybody's still looking for something.
I know, those things are a little tough to watch on TV. What isn't tough? I happen to be a huge fan of all these winter sports. I don't know if you know that about me, but I do really...
I did not know that.
Really enjoy these.
Because I'm not.
We went to the Winter X Games for my 30th birthday. It was like the best trip ever.
Hmm.
I do like these things. So Sean White,
you know,
a legend with a new
sports
league.
I got to tell you, Woody, I just like the oldies but goodies, man.
They've been doing this stuff for a long time.
Not much for bringing
Olympics,
on.
X Games, all that. No?
That pickleball thing. Ooh.
I'll show you that video, man. Things got feisty out there on the pickleball courts.
Boy.
All right.
What a kick to the head that was.
Here's some good news. Jay Cutler is engaged. Congratulations.
Probably a good idea after what Jay's just been through. Probably a good idea.
Yeah. You know what? His ex-wife has not done him any favors. She's got podcasts or whatever it is that she does. And she
he knew what he was getting into.
I know, but she just talks about running around town. And
She had a young boyfriend, I think. She
did, yeah. She was the best she's ever had.
Best
yeah.
I've ever had.
That must have made Jay feel real great.
Yeah. But I realize the age difference down the road might be an issue.
Mm. It works for Bill Belichick. He made it work.
How the hell did you get Bill Belichick in this show today?
All right, and our final one today, Joe. Post Malone is not only is he headlining Coachella in 2025, but he has a stadium tour.
Oh, he's coming. Coming to Hard Rock.
He is coming to Hard Rock.
I'm better
Stadium.
Now. Better now.
June the 8th. It's a Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. My question to you this morning is this. By the way, I believe Jelly Roll is his supporting.
God, I need a favor.
So you're really.
Yeah, man.
I know
great.
That you'll be there and singing your lungs out here.
I know.
Can he,
Vegas can't be choosers.
I honestly don't know how popular he is. I was trying to go around to the music stations and gauge this. Like, is he going to sell out Hard Rock Stadium?
Posty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I don't know, like, what his level of popularity is.
I don't
is,
think
maybe.
A lot. Not everybody likes Post Malone. Some people like the country Post Malone better than that.
So you need, like, a universally liked band like Coldplay. Like, they were able to sell out 2 days at Hard Rock.
Ugh.
They sold that thing out in, like, minutes.
It is Coldplay to me. It's so cold, I'm not going.
That's funny. Yeah, you'll be there.
No, I
You'll
won't.
Be there.
You're the only one.
You don't miss events over there.
Since I've been working with you that's, like, talked about Coldplay.
They sold out the stadium 2 nights in a row. They had to add a second show.
I got a feeling there's a lot of bands that can sell out.
We're going to find out today. We'll see with Post Malone if he's able to sell out Hard Rock Stadium. It's a lot of tickets.
Well, he must have had an idea or he'd just gone to the arena, right?
I have no idea.
Well, I know. He's been an arena guy, so somebody told him, hey, we think you can get 60 to show up to see you.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. Find out this weekend.
Tell you what, I don't know how
we'll
that thing
that
breaks
Monday.
Down with
we'll
money on the country
out.
Singers, but he's had some hits with guys that he's been, Blake Shelton and some of those guys. He's done great.
Look at you, man. Nice.
I'm better now. Go ahead.
That's it for the
right.
headlines.
I am
going to watch that one, and we'll see. By the way, Netflix, the guy says Netflix thinks $26 a month. I don't even know what we're paying now for it. I know it keeps going up. It goes up like every month. And there's nothing you can do. You just see it flash on your credit card.
I always say this. I thought we had three, and now I've found out recently. So you know how I did it? The ad. There's a commercial out. Like, oh, do you have any idea how many apps you have? And the girl goes, no, you know, it's set up to, well, look at the amount of money. Oh, my God, I didn't know I had them all. That's how it is at the Rose family right now.
Mm.
I think we have Disney and Hulu and Goo. And
those bastards at Disney finally started cracking down on
Amazon
the password
Prime.
Sharing thing. That's become an issue.
It's tough out there, Woody, tough. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to break. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up.